Fridays, man.
Blog Talk Radio.
Let's keep shit G. Y'all niggas ain't no shit. You niggas can't fuck with me. Let's keep shit G. All this money on me, yo bitch gon' fuck for free. Let's keep shit G. Nigga had need to wake up, fuck around, get rocked to sleep. Let's keep shit G. Nigga can't do what I do. Y'all niggas can't cop with me. Let's keep shit G. Let's keep shit G. Let's keep the shit G. Let's keep shit G. Let's keep shit G. Let's keep the shit G. Let's keep shit G. Let's keep shit G. Let's keep the shit G. Let's keep shit G. Let's keep shit G. Let's keep the shit G.
Let's tell the truth.
Let's keep the shit G. Nigga know what I do. Nigga know where I be. Nigga know I shoot. Nigga know I creep. Nigga I don't get tired. Won't let you sleep. Find out where you have, slide through where you be. I'ma turn into a pack, and I'ma keep it in the street. Nigga talking out his neck. Nigga we can crash like a wreck. I'ma put the play in effect. Nigga play is a bet. And I bought the rain for the pest. A-R-A-K of the tech. Don't play with a bet. Make what you say you regret. Take with me, it's like rest from a left. I'ma earn my respect. Summer don't cut and dissect. Nigga that's a promise, not a threat.
Nigga play, you can lose.
I'm aiming at your face when I shoot. If you so hard, slide through, I slide on you. Nigga, I'm a ape, what is you? Peel the banana, then scoot, I'ma boss you a lane. Nigga, tryna get clout on my name. Nigga, that's a goddamn shame. And bitch, I got aim. Nigga, I'm a goddamn main. Turn to a goddamn stain.
Let's keep shit G. Y'all niggas ain't no shit. You niggas can't fuck with me. Let's keep shit G. All this money on me, yo bitch gon' fuck for free. Let's keep shit G. Nigga had need to wake up, fuck around, get rocked to sleep. Let's keep shit G. Nigga can't do what I do. Y'all niggas can't count for me. Let's keep shit G. Let's keep shit G. Let's keep the shit G. Let's keep shit G. Let's keep shit G. Let's keep the shit G. Let's keep shit G. Let's keep shit G. Let's keep the shit G. Let's keep shit G. Let's keep shit G. Let's keep the shit G.
Keep shit G like on a man. Ran through 1,000 grams. Came with 100 bands. My head up, be spinning like them silly fans. Gotta reach with no hand. Stick to the plan. Bro got out that jam. Got a choice of the chance. Rap money with no advance. Stuffing these blues in my pants. All I know is breaking blocks. Created a baddie to up the stock. Folks tapped in and now we locked. Now you see me, we rap a lot. Two on the dance and I'm passing cock. On the ground like making a lot. All this pressure, I'm making it hot. Taking my time for visiting the plot. I don't do no talking down. Have my legals to walk them down. On the next flight, I'm out of town. They smoking in you like a hookah lounge. This the real, not fake. I'm just playing safe. Straight out the gate. When you get money, they all gon' hate. Yeah.
Let's keep shit G. Y'all niggas ain't no shit. You niggas can't fuck with me. Let's keep shit G. All this money on me, yo bitch gon' fuck for free. Let's keep shit G. Nigga had need to wake up, fuck around, get rocked to sleep. Let's keep shit G. Nigga can't do what I do. Y'all niggas can't count for me. Let's keep shit G. Let's keep shit G. Let's keep the shit G. Let's keep shit G. Let's keep shit G. Let's keep the shit G. Let's keep shit G. Let's keep shit G. Let's keep the shit G. Let's keep shit G. Let's keep shit G. Let's keep the shit G.
Yo, know what's going on, man. For the record, we here. Yo, you either tuned in or you tuned out. You already know, man. It's your boy, Fly Gather, For the Record Radio, where the independent artists definitely matter the most. Fresh Friday. You know what I always say on Friday, y'all. I know you going out. Y'all about to have a great night. But if you drinking or you intoxicated, please take an Uber or a Lyft home, fam. Don't drink and drive or none of that shit, man. Have a great night and get home safe. You heard? It's Fresh Friday. You already know what it is. It's your boy, Fly Gaza. We here. You either tuned in or you motherfucking tuned out. That's the vibe. If you're listening right now, I got a special guest tonight, man. I call him Sean P. You know what I mean? That's what I call him. I mean, I don't know who may know this man, but he's definitely a person of many talents. Let's just put it like that. Definitely. He is in the fucking building. Minneapolis, stand the fuck up. Minnesota, we here tonight. You already know where the independent artists matter the most, man. And that's For the Record. That was Drama G featuring MG100, Keep It G, that we just, if you know, you know. Shout out to them boys doing their thing, man. You already know, salute to everybody grinding, doing what they got to do. The independent artist life is real, y'all. This shit is just getting more harder for a lot of independent artists. But when you have an opportunity like this and you're actually doing what you got to do to reach certain places, we got a whole engineer in the motherfucking building right now. Yo, 929-477-2425. If you're listening on the link right now, give us a call. We got Sean P in the fucking building. Minneapolis, stand up. Hey, yo, P.
What's happening? What's happening?
Yo, what's the word? Let the people know who you are, where you from, and what the fuck you do, my guy.
Oh, man, it's Sean P on the track once again, man, in the building, man. I'm from Natchez, Mississippi. I'm the local star producer in Minneapolis, Minnesota. So basically, I make beats, you know what I'm saying? I specialize in making beats, you know. Started out like 3 years ago. Didn't, you know what I'm saying? Didn't know where I was going to go with this. I'm just really just want to just get the equipment and just make me some beats. And, you know, hopefully I can just be a producer one day. And it happened in 3 years, you know what I'm saying? Even though I was like really hitting the scenes, the music, local scenes out here, just saying like, to the screen, my name, I'm Sean P, you know what I'm saying, with my keyboard. Not really thinking that really the city was going to tune in on me like that. So
right,
that's how they went like that, you know what I'm saying?
Right. So, man, let me ask you a question. What's your favorite type of beat to make? What's one of your favorite type of beats that you like to make? Being a producer.
Weird beats that's different from drill beats. Basically what
drill?
I mean by weird beats. Like,
oh,
yeah,
weird?
Like, you know, like I make weird beats like for people that's around the board with music. You know what I'm saying? Because I like to deal with an artist that'll come into my studio and say, hey, I can do pain music. Hey, I can do a club song to make everybody dance, you know what I'm saying? This, you know, different types of level of music, instead of violence, you know what I'm saying? So I make a lot of different type of beats from the hardcore beats of rap, you know what I'm saying? I can make some gangster shit now, but I like making music, you know, to make people feel good, you know what I'm saying? Instead of just
You like being versatile. Think yourself in a box. You like to be versatile.
Yeah. I might make some reggae shit one day, or I might make a song that I make a beat that somebody might get on and they can probably make you cry with what you're going through right now, you know. I might make some type of salsa type shit beat, you know. It's all different types of flavors of beats I like to make, because I'm not prejudiced. But I'm prejudiced to one beat. I don't like the drill beats. I don't like making those type of beats. Because to me, that's making me like encouraging the artist to be violent on the music. And
right.
To me, I don't see me going that route and sitting down with some people and they looking at me promoting, pushing, you know, that type of music. I don't want to do that. I want to push the type of music that I grew up off of. You know what I'm saying? That type of music. You know what I'm saying? Those producers back then was dealing with artists that wasn't violent and just good music, man. Really just good music.
Nah, that's what's up, though. That's what's up. So he's not prejudiced to no beats. You just like making beats, different type of beats. You got your own sound. I feel you.
Yeah, because I look at it that everybody got different feelings. You know what I'm saying? Different styles. So I can't be stuck on just this one type of genre beat of making. You know what I'm saying? No, I can't do that. I won't be no producer if I can't do that.
That's real. So how long have you been making beats?
Going on like 3 years now. like 3 years. It took me when I first started off, when I got my equipment, it took me probably like 5 months. It took me 5 months because I was just like the first month and a half, I was just sitting there with it. And then my little brother, he hit me up. He was like, oh, you done went to the bank account and we just got this studio equipment, not using it, huh? I'm like, oh, man. I'm like, man, I'm trying to figure this shit out. He say, man, look here, man. This is something you always been wanting to do, man. Hit the motherfucking keys, man. Learn that shit, man. That shit is in your motherfucking hands, man. So, you know, I started fucking off with it just a little bit more, trying to learn and shit. And until, like, my fifth month of doing it, I end up making this one beat called Let Me Set You Free. And when I did that, that's when I say, okay, I might have something going. And then I end up making a melody track for a female artist that's from Minneapolis, Minnesota named Monet Love. And when I did that, that's when I said, I'm finna be the producer. That's when I said, I'm finna really not step my game up. Go do what I've been wanting to do. And see what Minneapolis have to offer for me, to me being a producer. You know? And so I watched the city. And as I was watching the city, after I did those two tracks, that's when I started watching these two promoters, well, a DJ and a promoter. No, with three. It was three promoters and one DJ, basically. So as I'm watching them, I'm seeing a lot of local stuff going on. But at the same time, but I'm not going nowhere. I'm just in the house like I've been doing since I've been here in Minneapolis watching. I got a whole 2002 Yukon truck. Ain't going nowhere but watching everything on Facebook, trying to see who is who is who and what's going on. We're not pulling up nowhere. And I started watching, and then I talked to this one dude, and he gave me like 30 names of these artists. And I told him who I am, what I'm trying to be, and what I'm trying to do for the city. And, you know, and the third name on that list that he gave me, it was an artist I started watching. I watched him every day until, I'm going to keep it real with you, Flag. I'm going to keep it real. As I'm watching this dude.
For the record.
For the motherfucking record one time, man. I studied and watched this dude until one day I say, I want to meet this dude. I end up calling this dude for some marijuana. I'm going to keep it 100 for some marijuana. Just to meet this dude. And I already had weed. I'm talking about I had weed. Didn't need no weed, but that was my angle to meet this dude. Because I was a fan of this dude. How the way this dude was with his music, who he was. You know what I'm saying? And I did it like 3 or 4 times. And after 3 or 4 times, that's when, you know, he started really watching me, but I'm not knowing. And that's when he watched me for a good minute, and then he was like, say, you be in the house, man, and you be fucking out with your music. Won't you come out and perform and shit? And I'm like, nah, I ain't no rapper. I don't rap, man. I don't do none of that, man. I used to, all right? I want to make beats, man. I'm trying to find artists to work with. That's the attitude I had towards you. So
right.
He said, okay. He watched me a little bit more. He said, hey, man, it's a show going on, man. You should come. And it was another person was on me about, yeah, you should come out, Sean. You've been in the house. You've been doing this music. You should come out. And I finally came out, did a show. And that's when I said, yeah, that's when I like where it's going to. But I also, you know, checked myself. And I said, I don't want this to go so fast. Because I want to grasp on everything. Because I ain't had no team, no nothing. It was just me having high hopes and dreams of me being a producer, but wanting me to go slow instead of fast and shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
After then, I just started, you know, start venturing off, you know, start going to, pulling up at the events and all sorts of stuff. And I started doing events. I did an event at a park during the summertime. And I had it where it could just be a number of local artists and local producers, engineers, whoever, just to come. And then let's mingle with the community, you know what I'm saying? With the kids, you know? So it was a beautiful day. That made my day right there, you know? Each little thing that I was doing that meant a lot to me, that was encouraging me to go more, 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 more. To others, it was probably like, that is nothing. It was just an event. That's nothing. I didn't give a damn if 5 people showed up at my event. That means I got somebody fucking attention.
That's right, D. Man. Yo, so B, let me ask you one question real quick. Callers, if you listen, don't hang up. Y'all know the number, man. 929-472-2425. Hey, yo, Sean P, yo, let me ask you this question, man. Yo, you know this song right here?
Yeah, I know that song. I know that song by day and night. I'm going to know that song when I close my eyes. Yes, indeed. That's called I'm Sean P. And basically, it's produced by Sean P on the track once again. Future, really hot boy, $7 billion loser. That's my rap name. My producer's name is Sean P on the track once again.
Hey, yo, introduce this song to the world, yo.
This is I'm Sean P, produced by Sean P on the track. Future and Hot Boy, $7 billion. You know what I'm saying? I feel good to even do that, produce my own track and future my own stuff on my own track, you know? So this is I'm Sean P, chasing my dreams. On all channels.
Hot boy, 7 billion.
2425 is where the independent artist matters the most, and that's Fly Guys Are Approved. BX always in the fucking building. You know the vibes. You know how we coming over here, man. I want to shout out my whole team, man. They here. They coming back till March 1st, y'all. Chill. I know y'all love them. They're great people. We here. We here for the takeover, though, low-key, man. If you know, you know. You know what I mean? You might not know. But I know we got Sean P in the fucking crib. Yo, hey, yo, hey, yo, Sean, what was the energy? What was the energy when you heard that song in that studio, man?
Man, it was like, I just really couldn't believe it. You know what I'm saying? Because now I'm stuck on making music my own way, my own style. Because if you notice, I did that song, it was like the hook all the way through, but it was catchy between, you know, the breakdowns of the song as it went, you know what I'm saying? And as I did that song, my partner heard that song, you know, and that's when he told me, he said, that's you right there. You make your song just like that. That's you. Since you know you ain't really just owning up doing music like that, like, you know what I'm saying? Because I love doing hooks. Was like me just doing bars and all that, and just like keep it nice and simple like that. So that when he told me that, that let me know right there. That was a fan of that right there. So okay, come and then definitely coming from him because he already ran the board with the music, and you know what I'm saying. And for the motherfucking record, his name is Young Artist 612.
100. Hey yo, Sean, give the world your social media so they can go and follow you up and shit.
Sean P on the track once again on Facebook, and you can and then I'm also on Snapchat, you know what I'm saying, Sean P on the track once again. I'm also on IG, Sean P on the track once again, and I'm on SoundCloud, and that's up on the Sean P on the track once again. Then I'm also on YouTube too, you know.
Yo, go follow him right now, you heard? So make sure y'all go and follow him. We here, you know the vibes. If you need to get in contact, you always know y'all can follow the Instagram at For The Record Radio with the number 4 in the front. Y'all already know what's going on. So Sean P, man, in your time of making beats and being a producer and an engineer, about how many artists have you produced for? Callers, don't hang up. Stay right there.
I still consider myself as a beginner because this is still, you know what I'm saying? It's not just overnight, you know, you just go straight to the top. But it's a lot of discipline, a lot of learning, a lot of research. So I'm still at the beginning, at the peak of this shit. But
oh, yeah, of course, of course. Yeah, 3 years.
It's just 3 years. It's just things that's happening for me it's just shit that's happening for me that I thought wouldn't be happening that I didn't just really, you know, look at like that serious like that. So it's
100. So how many?
Okay. Okay.
Because I know people know.
Okay, so I dealt with some artists out in Washington State, Spokane, Washington. There's like a few artists out there. It's probably like 3 or 4 artists. Maybe 5. I'm going to say 5 out in Washington State. Then I'm going to say it's 1 in Idaho, out of Post Fall. That's out there on the West Coast. I'd have dealt with artists in Louisiana, Jonesville, Louisiana, Fayetteville, Louisiana. And there were artists in Nancy, Mississippi, my hometown where I'm from. Let me see what else. And mostly in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And I will say it's quite a few. It's quite a few.
So you be networking now,
Yeah. Because I came like full of force, like just really showing everybody that I'm out for the community. You know what I'm saying? I'm out for the local. You know, I just never got my equipment and just say, fuck that. I'm going to try to be the best rapper. I'm going to lock myself down my studio and try to be this rapper here. I didn't have that passion that way like that. I used to be a rapper when I was staying in Washington State. I used to rap my ass out. You know, open up for a few celebrities and shit that came out there and shit. But I just got out of the rapper's line and got in the producer's line to try to speed things up and then help others that used to be like me that needed a studio, needed a manager, needed somebody to work with, a producer. So I just took it and got in the producer's line to help others.
Man. I feel that. That's what it's about, though. You know, the grind. If nobody grind, they don't want it more than you. Feel me? That's how I feel.
That's me. That's me kind of just like getting away beats, you know, going to events, checking things out, and just getting away beats, you know what I'm saying, getting away free studio time, trying to, you know, just honest development. Basically, that's what I was on. I was on that hardcore. Didn't go to no college to do none of this music shit. Just jump head first in it, but in a positive way, because I know I know the type of heart that I have. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So.
Right.
You know, it's a couple of artists I dealt with. They kicking their stuff in the ass now because I was in their corner to help them. You know what I'm saying? They ain't asking them for a fee. You know, I challenged my heart because I had the vision to try to push some things, to put things in order, you know. But I had to really look at it. You know, everybody don't really, you know, don't want to look at your vision as a vision, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It definitely be like that, especially when it's your vision.
Yeah. Yeah, but at the same time, I'll be asking them what's their vision, too, was, you know what I'm saying? Because
they
hear me, too. You know, everybody got goals and dreams and achievements, you know?
Real shit.
Sometimes it takes other people's vision to help out other vision. Whatever it
is. Real shit, though. That's real shit.
Yes, sir.
For real. Callers, don't hang up. Hey, yo, Sean P, stick around. We're going to talk about this song right here when we get back.
Rhyming and rocking them D's, got a head to the trap, to the block for the steeds. On my neck, red groovy, got a pop for the ring, ready for the mac and cheese. Nose for the biggest, goddamn just D's. Got a call to my knees, like God bless me. Next you know, I rock a ruby, big bird, got a shirt like
Red. King, 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 King.
Man, oh man,
that's a motherfucking record, huh?
Yo, yo, that right there,
that's
man. Yo, let the people know what was going on right there. Let them know who's on the track, man.
Ah, man, the other cat, man, that's it. That's an artist that I was telling y'all about earlier that was on the his name was third name on the list, and his name is Young Artist 612.
Right.
So, you know, we came up with that track, you know what I'm saying? One day, but a couple months ago, I think. Last year, probably last summer, I think. You know what I'm saying? Just bullshitting in the studio. But matter of fact, you know, Young Artist 612, he's number one in my top 10, you know what I'm saying? You know, a lot of people really been kind of mad at me a little bit, saying, why I'm not number one? Just, you know, just be honored that you're in the top 10, period. The top 10 is great. You know what I'm saying? But he's my number one. No hands down.
Yo, shout out to Young Artist 612, man.
He's on all platforms too. You know what I'm saying? Young Artist
612. Yo, if you listening right now, call in 929-477-2425, man. We here. You on the radio, dog.
Absolutely.
We here with Steve, man. The producer himself. He out there in Minneapolis from Mississippi. If I'm not mistaken, correct? Mississippi, that's where you from?
Yes, sir. That's Mississippi. Birthplace of Alexander O'Neal and then the birthplace of Nas' dad, father. And the birthplace of John Pilgrim the track once again.
So, yo.
Probably, you know, for a lot of people that really know, you know, they shot that movie Life right there.
Yo, you ready to take a call or something?
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's take a caller. We never know who it could be. Yo, caller, who are you, where you from, and let them know what you do. We here with Sean P, the producer himself. Yo, you live. Yeah, who this?
I'm live.
Yeah, you live.
This is your artist 612. This is your artist 612, man. How y'all feeling?
Good night. Yeah.
Oh man, it's happening for the record, man. Yeah, I'm in. You hear me?
Yeah.
It's happening for the record, man. Support my brother Sean P once again.
All right.
Yo, where you from? Where you from, fam? Say your name again, man. We live. It's for the record radio. What's up?
Man, I go by the name of Young Artist 612, man. I'm from Chicago, but I was raised in Minneapolis, 612, man.
That's what's up. Yeah, mad respect. I didn't expect that. That's what's up, dog. Real support right there, man. Yo, let me ask you a question,
yes,
612.
Yes,
how's the energy working with the producer himself in the studio?
Man.
How's the energy, man, as an artist?
The energy is wonderful, man. We stay lit, man, together, man. No lie, man. It's wonderful at all times, man. It's a pleasure.
Man, look at that. That's what I'm talking about,
yes,
man.
I can
hear it in your voice. You can't happen either. You telling the truth. For the record, y'all.
Yeah.
Artist 612 in the fucking building, man. So, yeah,
yeah,
man,
we in the building, man. 612 in New York. How y'all feeling, man?
We good, man. Twitter,
New York, man. What's happening? 713, huh? No. I'll take that back. My bad.
Yo, y'all got
New
a
New
shout out.
Yeah, man. Yes, sir.
What's up, man?
Yeah, go ahead. 612, you want to give a shout out?
Oh, man, I'm going to give a shout-out to the whole 612, man, Minneapolis, Minnesota. We'll give a shout-out to New York, too, man.
Man,
oh,
that's love, really.
Shout-out to New York, too, man.
All
right. Yes, sir.
Man, Bronx always in the building, yo. We here, we tuned in. March 1st, the team comes back when they break. So we definitely making moves. We definitely need more music, man. How long you been rapping for, 612?
Man, I ain't going to lie to you, man. I've been rapping, man, since when No Limit dropped that I'm About It. And when Cash Money came out, I said, oh, yeah, I can do the same thing. So, man, since, like, I want to say 97.
Hey, yo, Sean P, I'm going to do what I like to do with artists for a second. Hey, yo, you been rapping since 97, my guy?
Since 97, man. Pop, No Limit. Cash Money era, man.
So you could drop a 16 right now. I don't care if it's written. Anything. No beat. What's up?
No
beat, let's do it for the people. Introduce yourself to the world, though. Introduce yourself to the world, young man. Young King, go ahead, G.
That's you, man. I appreciate that, too, man.
I didn't know he ain't no freestyle, but he can sit down and write some shit in and tear that track up when he mastermind.
That's a big one. You gonna drop 16. What's up? I hear crickets.
Nah. Oh, nah.
You gotta 16.
You want me to do something for real?
Yeah, go ahead. Have fun with it, bro. Go ahead. All right. Chop shit like a razor. Fresh meat for the Gators. Four seats to the Lakers. Trap hard for the acres. Got flavors now and later. Suited up Fitz Taylor. Mob shit to see the table. Real nigga read the label. Authentic. Maintain my image, no gimmick. Fake a phony, fuck niggas, they're finished. Had to clean them. Fresh out the dentist. Egg beater. Whipping like Jimmy's. White jacket. Bitch, I'm a chemist. James Brown. Payback with a vengeance. Hood star. Straight out the trenches. Role model. Niggas with chickens. Bake a cup of bees. Grab my kitchen. Paper ties. Young nigga mean business. Whipping babies because they need discipline. Multiply them nine's children. Run the streets and post that buildings. Let's go.
Hold on. We can't. They got to pay for the rest, B. They got to pay for the rest. Hey, Sean P. Hey, yo, Sean B. Yo, tie this man in front of the mic, yo. Just tie him up. Tie him up. Don't worry. He'll understand. You heard, P?
Hey.
Tie him up. Put him in front and beat him.
He just dropped his fifth album, man. Like 2-3 months ago, well, on his birthday, October last year.
Yeah.
Now he's already working on his sixth album. He'd be done with it probably.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, we stay working, man. Man, my brother P, shout out to Sean P once again on the track, man. My brother, man. Yeah, we stay working, man. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Hey, yo, 612, do me a favor and give the world your social media so they can go and follow you up if they listen.
No doubt. I go by the name of Young Artist 612 on all platforms. YOUNGARTIST 612 on all platforms.
Hey, yo, go follow him right now. Hey, yo, Sean P, that's strong over there, boy.
I'm a gorilla fighter.
Somebody got pressure.
Man.
God, that...
oh, that's me.
We got 20 minutes left. If you listening right now, I'm live right now on PortoRecordRadio.com. Go ahead. Go follow up. Make sure you listen to this interview if you haven't. And if you are, I hope you have a great Friday because it's Fresh Friday. We got Sean P in the motherfucking building, producer himself.
Yes, sir.
And you're a young artist came through with the 612 flow on some real shit.
Yeah.
You missed it. If you know, you know. That's all I'm going to say. If you know, you know.
Yes, sir.
This was not planned. You know, nothing here is planned. Shit happened with energy, and energy don't lie. Everybody be safe
out there.
Hey, young artist, man, your thing. Keep fucking with Sean P. You know what I mean? Because the energy, I can tell by y'all speaking on the phone. The shit real. Y'all want this shit. Fuck it. Do it.
Oh, yeah.
Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. You heard?
I appreciate you. Shout out to Porter Ray.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to John P. And shout out to myself, Young Artist 612, man. We in the building, man.
All right.
Hey, yo, go to him right now, y'all. If y'all didn't hear them bars, you weren't listening. For the record. Hey, yo, Sean P,
yeah.
Man.
That's
what I'm talking about. He was ready. You heard? He ready.
Yeah.
He ready. Don't play with that dude right there, man. Like, he was ready. I didn't know I was gonna have him for the 16th, and he was ready. He was ready.
You're gonna be like you're supposed to be in a Bentley.
Mhm.
You hear his music, you're gonna be like you're supposed to be riding in the Bentley, man. Yeah.
Man.
He got that sound.
I definitely can't wait for more music from that artist right there. Shout out to Minneapolis. Shout out to everybody doing their thing out there in Minnesota. There's a lot of great artists out there. They trying to fight for the top when everybody can be together, but we ain't going to talk about that today. Yo, Sean P, man, what's your next move for Sean P? Where do you see yourself in the next 5 years?
I see myself in the next 5 years. That really is basically the outside world should be really be knowing about who Sean P is and where he come from and where he's trying to go to with others. Because, you know, the way, you know, how I be coming about myself, I don't get no debates about me saying I'm the king, you know, of what I do. Because it's one thing being the king, but what you being the king for? So I look at myself as being the king for the people. So I'm not going to stop until I get the state of Minnesota and the city of Minneapolis up under my keep. I'm not going to stop at all. Inside, outside, all the way around. Now, I'm dealing with artists that's already won some state, Idaho, down south, and out here in the Midwest, you know what I'm saying? So it's just a matter of time that my name will be across the city, and it's going to be for the people. So my destiny is to put a lot of people home in Minneapolis. I have to do that. You know, there's other producers, but I don't see they really just trying to like say, hey, let's do this, you know. I don't see no other producers, you know what I'm saying? It's like I be the only one at these events, shaking hands, talking, giving out beats, giving out free studio time, trying to network, you know what I'm saying? It got so far that the struggle got so real. I picked up a camera. I picked up a podcast show. I started picking up a lot of things then, you know what I'm saying? Instead of me just being a producer in their face, okay, I'm everything now. What else more? You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to keep going until something happens.
Hell yeah.
But I also look at it since my new journey, things been opening up for me, you know what I'm saying? Like, it feels good. I just get up and come in my office and cut everything on and sit down in a chair. I just get phone calls. You know what I'm saying? Even if it ain't no major phone calls, it's still phone calls. People calling me, trying to network with me, or just calling to talk to me. You know what I'm saying? You know, as that person, you know what I'm saying? That really makes me feel good when I get calls and shit.
Real shit, though. Hey, yo, what I hear from you by speaking in this conversation, and I spoke to you a couple of times, man, I see you very passionate for this music shit, my nigga. Like, you really passionate in this shit. Like, you really love music. You know how you got people who love music, but then you got people who used to love music, but now they're just doing it for the money or doing it for the connects. Or doing it for the shiny shit that people do in the industry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you really love this shit, huh?
Yeah, I done did events that I damn near didn't even break even, you know what I'm saying, just to see something go on, you know what I'm saying? I'm always trying to make something happen right, you know what I'm saying? It can be the day of tomorrow. Somebody might have an event going on and need help. And I send my hand out to them, or they send their hand out to me for help. I'm coming. And I'm going to be the first one that beat the person that's got the event that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
That's how the love that I have for that. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm from a small town, man. And I think about it a lot, man. Like, if I was really from this city, ain't no telling what Sean P. at would be in this music. How far I'm gonna say how far I've been in this. You know,
man.
One of my main goals, you know, is Alexandro Neal, because he left my town and came here and started up with Mars Day and Prince and all of them. That's one of my biggest pushes right there. That showed me that I could really make it. And I heard some guys say, "What is Minnesota culture?" I really wanted to say Minnesota culture is people from the outside of y'all state can come here and really live and get on with their career. But they ain't looking at it like that. I am. I seen one person that did. Alexandro Neal. Now me.
Hey, yo, Sean P, man. You ready to take this next caller?
Oh, yeah.
I bet. Hey, yo, 929-477-2425 for the record radio. We here with Sean P. Yo, caller, who are you, where you from, and let them know what you do.
Yo. What's really good, man? It's Rated Our Rap Star. Boy, Boss Body Trey. Minneapolis, photographer, artist, entrepreneur, podcaster, all that good shit. What's the fucking deal, Floss? You already know the deal. What's good, bro?
Yo, Boss Body Jay in the fucking building, Sean P in the building. Oh, man. Both in Minnesota. Oh, man.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
I'm always down to collab with
other producers
in the
enterprise.
You can help me. Yes, sir. I can learn from
you. Oh,
definitely love to hear that.
Hey, yo, Trey. Trey, first and foremost, man, give the world your social media so they can go and follow you right now.
Man, all social media, Boss Body Trey, BossBodyTray. I'm talking Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, whatever you call it, Boss Body Trey, everything, email, streaming platforms. You trying to look up the kid, just Google Boss Body Trey, you'll find it.
There you go. Go follow him right now. Go see what he on, because he's always grinding. What's good, Trey, man? How you been? Everything good?
Man, life meant nothing. Man, life meant crazy last few weeks, bro. A lot of shit going on in the family, man. Had another recent death today in the family, man. But, you know, I'm just trying to stay positive. Keep in mind, focus on the light, you feel me? It's, keep kicking.
Yeah. You got to keep going, Trey. Keep going. No stopping. The train don't move. You feel me?
Most definitely, brother, man. Yeah, I'm just really trying to, you know, work with these beats, keep a mind off things, keep these beats going and shit.
Okay. Well, you got the email, so let me know. You got any New York shit, let me know. I'm on it.
Hey, brother, hey. Yeah, I got a few New York beats. I got to drop two instrumental albums, man, produced by the great Volume 1 and Volume 2, all streaming platforms. So, man, anybody want to work, all the beats is free, man. All the only thing I ask is to give me producing credit, man. Just royalties, I ain't charge nobody, man. These beats up there for everybody to use. So, if you like them.
Hey, Flex. Hey, I want to meet him, Flex, because that's the same attitude that I have with all these artists. If you ask me for a beat, or I offer you to give you a beat, just give me the honor and respect, man, to say, Sean, please produce this beat, man, and all that. That's all I ask, man. That's all I ask.
Man, it can all be so simple, you feel me?
Hey, he said he almost the same shit. Yo, Trey, man, before we get out of here and let you go, let me ask you a question. Do you know this song right here, bro?
Throw a couple racks, you gonna do his money dance. Throw a couple racks.
Hold on.
You know that song, son? You know that song, son?
Wait, hold on, Trey. Do you know this one?
Watch it like TV.
Which one we playing? Trey, I gotta make a decision. Which one we playing tonight, baby? We gonna let y'all hear you.
Let's go with this Heartless.
Introduce this track, man. I'm playing with
you. The song you finna hear right now, man, is yours truly, Boss by Trey Heartless, featuring my boy TJZ. Both hailing in from Minneapolis, Minnesota. If y'all like this shit, make sure you go on streaming on all platforms. Heartless the EP, part one, part two, and part three. Let's fucking get it, Flop.
Watch it like TV.
Get it.
I'm heartless, true to my love, that's how it started. That's all bad bitches, cold hearted. I've seen the red flag, bloody parted. Yes, my whole heart was a target. And she took my heart, that's how it started. Bad bitch, cold hearted. Once I've seen the red flag, bloody parted. Red dot at my
eye. You get heartless, well you can play. Silly ass trigger, ain't a kid instead of game. When we made love, I heard you moan out his name. Had to cut you loose, it ain't gon' be the same. Now I'm standing strong, breaking free from your chains. Lost in the darkness, just trying to find my way. Memories of us keep haunting my mind. Love turned to ashes, I got burned by your lies. Now I'm healing, leaving your ass behind. Love turned to dust, blown away by the time. Shattered dreams, just scattered in the wind. Alone in the wreckage, starting over again.
My love, that's how it started. That's all bad bitches, cold hearted. I've seen the red flag, bloody parted. Yes, my whole heart was a target. And she took my heart, that's how it started. Bad bitch, cold hearted. Once I've seen the red flag, bloody parted. Red dot at my
pieces of my heart, I find a way to mend. Healing my wounds, find a peace in the end. Writing my story as I learn to comprehend. Letting go of pain is my spirit ascend. Rising from the ashes, a new chapter begin. God played once, can never go again. Gotta watch these women, they might crack your friend. Take it from me, I've been on both ends. Love is a game, but I won't play pretend. Love's a gamble, but my heart won't bend. Guarding my heart, won't let it be attacked. Lost in the darkness, I find my way back. Yeah, I'm heartless.
True to my love, that's how it started. That's all bad bitches, cold hearted. I've seen the red flag, bloody parted. Yes, my whole heart was a target. Then she took my heart, that's how it started. Bad bitch, cold hearted. Once I've seen the red flag, bloody parted. Red dot at my heart like a target.
Man, hey yo, Sean P, what you thought about that track, Heartless?
I like that. I like that. He was on point. He was rapping, and I'm not gonna lie. That hook was so cold. I like that hook. It sounded like that one rapper called Juice WRLD, and I was like, man, I just looked at somebody. I said, man, he sound like Juice WRLD on that hook. And then after the hook, he just went to a whole nother voice and started rapping. I said, damn, he versatile with it. You know how to switch his voice up and shit. All sorts of shit. Yeah.
Yo, for the record, Rocket for the record. Body Trey on all platforms. Go follow him right now. You heard?
That was nice.
Man, I already made it on Facebook, man. It's in there. You and Boss Body, Trey and me, we in the group. Let's network. That's the network spot. You heard?
Yeah, that name sound for me. Like, I think I saw it on Facebook. We might be. Yeah. That name sound for me.
Nah, yeah, you in the group with him now. So you about to find out who he is. That's for sure, man. He definitely networks. He's a hard-working, independent artist. He picked up a lot of crafts in the last year. And a half B, he picked up everything.
Yeah.
He making engineering. He's doing it all too. So I definitely, I know y'all, I know him, and I kind of know you, and I could tell like, yeah, y'all two is about to do some shit. Watch, G. You heard the man himself. I ain't even got a hype.
Yes, sir.
So, hey, we got three minutes left, bro. I want you to give your social media one more time. And my last question to you is, if you could drop a gem for these independent artists on how they should build relationships with engineers and producers, which is the best way you think it should be?
The way I think it should be is the passion and the work and the dedication and the time, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what I tell every artist that I meet once they meet me at an event, like, yeah, I want to work with you. Okay, you know, especially after, you know what I'm saying, my partner 612, he pushed me on the stage to perform on one of my beats that I've been and did, you know what I'm saying? And then afterwards, he's like, oh, man, that's tight. Man, you say you ain't no rapper, but you rap, you know. I be wanting them to, look, you're going to have dedication and loyalty into this shit, you know what I'm saying? Because now it's to the point I be telling a lot of rappers when they come up to me, talking to me, want to fuck with me, you know what I'm saying? I just say, impress me, you know what I'm saying? Just work with me. You know, once I was really just work with me and I open up my studio and I see they got the passion and the dedication, all of that for that, and I see that, oh, man, I'm finna put everything behind it. Even got to take me to putting some of my money behind it like I did for a few artists that I dealt with videos and trying to do this and do all of that, you know what I'm saying? Me just trying to do something that I never had no experience in, trying to manage an artist, you know what I'm saying? But that's the main thing I really try to tell artists and I look for, dedication. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And the passion for it. You know? Once I see those things, oh yeah, you got me. It's just like me. I'm a 5-year-old baby. Ready to eat table food. I'm seeing the one for, you know what I'm saying? I'm ready. You got me. You got me. But yeah, otherwise, you know what I'm saying? You know, it is what it is.
Real shit. Well, you know I had to leave the last song for last. Tell us a little bit before we get out of here about Lusa.
What's my name? Clay, let me see. You said, what's it? Read it again. Oh, right there, that called Unsigned. I did that. I was in the studio one day, and I just came up with some shit, and, you know, a little bit frustrated with the music shit, so I hit the mic, you know what I'm saying? I wrote some shit, and basically it's me saying that I'm unsigned. I'm really pushing to the limit with this shit, and I'm unsigned. I ain't paid or nothing, no record label. Got my own little record label, got what, you know, whatever I got going on in my little, you know, in my little box. So I'm using all of that as me being signed, but I'm not signed to no major, you know what I'm saying, record labels. So, you know, I was popping my shit, you know what I'm saying, a little bit on there, you know what I'm saying? But you know, that's, that's one of my singles right there.
Hey, yo, introduce back to the world. Give your social media and give your shout out, man.
Man, give my shout out, man, to the whole 612 and everywhere else, man, that's supporting your boy, you know what I'm saying? Even the fans that's making cups and T-shirts and stuff, you know what I'm saying, in different other states. And, you know, shout out to Young Artist 612, you know what I'm saying, for really, you know what I'm saying, pushing me outside. Even though I tricked the nigga to come see me for one reason, but other than that, he pushed me outside, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And shout out to all the artists that was really, they really fucking with me. They really saw my, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Listen to me about my vision, what I'm trying to do. You know what I'm saying? Let me see. Basically, shout out to my little brother Tay. He stay on me. You know what I'm saying? He's kind of nervous that I'm doing other things because he want me to don't forget about the music thing. He don't want me to start making beats. I'm not going to stop making beats, but he thinking me doing other hats. Thinking that I'm gonna drift away from them, like, nah, it's not. Just think about it. Me doing this music got me doing other things. And he said, okay, bro. You know? So, you know, again, shout out to for the record. So, you know what I'm saying, watching me for all this time, and I didn't really know, and another shocking thing that, you know what I'm saying, that y'all been watching me for a minute, and you broke shit down to me. As you was watching me during moments of times that me trying to do this thing, you know what I'm saying? That was another thing, you know, we had talked about, you know, but I don't really know that I was very shocked about that, you know what I'm saying? All about that shit. But I was, my boy, and I prayed about it when I closed my eyes that night, too. That's it.
Man. Yo,
100. Yeah.
I Everyone who listened in tonight, we appreciate you, Sean P. I appreciate you, your artist,
Oh, yeah, shout out to my boy, Wooders P2, man. Monster First, the Voices of Minnesota. You know what I'm saying? Tap in with that if you're in the area of St. Paul. That's Minneapolis, Twin Cities area, the whole state. You know what I'm saying? Fleck, you going to be there, ain't you?
We're going to keep that confidential. It's not a finished song.
King.
But I push it to the limit. To the limit. They gon' hit. And I hit them like no limit. Like no limit. I'm not tired, but I push it to the limit.
King.